WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
I'm Michael Puente, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. A months-long Chicago public schools battle has come to an end. Just hours after CPS closed for winter break, the city's Board of Education voted to fire the district CEO, Pedro Martinez, in a closed-door session Friday night. Despite the unanimous decision from the board, the path forward is anything but clear. To get the latest, we talked to Chalk Beach Chicago reporter Rima Amin. Rima started off by telling us just what happened.
So in public, you know, earlier last week, the board called a special meeting to consider firing the CEO, which they did Friday night. They spent about 90 minutes in closed session before they came back and actually had to take a couple of votes to fire CPS CEO Martinez. And so, you know, he will still be on the job through the rest of the school year in accordance with his contract. He will also get a severance payout of more than $130,000. Wow. And during that meeting, you know, during public comment, there were a few parents who talked, and then lots of elected officials, more than a dozen, who were pretty split down the line, you know, allies of the mayor saying, the guy isn't great, get rid of him, and the rest saying, this is really not a decision that should be made right now.
So, Rima, did they give a reasoning, like a reason behind why did the board vote this way? Why did they want him out? And was their decision what's called with calls or without calls?
Well, what I will say about the board is there were probably two dozen reporters there, and they did not talk to the media. They took the vote and kind of dodged reporters. So we did not hear directly from the board that night, nor have we heard from them really at all on this issue. But we do know from previous reporting over the kind of chaos over the past 3 months that, you know, Mayor Johnson wants the district to get this contract with the Chicago Teachers Union that's being negotiated right now settled. And, you know, he suggested that the district take out a short-term loan to pay for that and other pension obligations. And, you know, in the middle of that controversy, he asked for Martinez's resignation. And so it's been a tension that's been ongoing for months. And so what we can glean from our reporting thus far is that that's a major reason behind behind this decision.
So that started about 3 months ago, correct?
Right.
You know, this whole decision. So that was the first indication, this whole issue with the new contract with Martinez, I guess he's considered sort of a hindrance to that. Was that the sort of the first indication that Brandon Johnson wanted him out?
Yeah. And, you know, in September, and actually BEZ and the Sun-Times, you know, broke the story that he was asking Martinez to resign. And yes, you know, the CTU has since taken a vote of no confidence in Martinez, saying that he's a hindrance to a fair contract, a contract that they believe would bring in lots more staff to schools and really, you know, help teachers and kids. But the district, you know, has pushed back and said, we're facing more than $500,000 deficit next fiscal year. We don't have money to fund a really major expansion of staff and to do more here. So money's really been the heart of this issue and sure, has really fueled this fight.
So what did Pedro Martinez have to say to reporters immediately after the vote?
Yeah, he was, you know, I've been covering Martinez for about a year and a half. He was the angriest I've ever seen him. He's usually pretty collected and public. And he said that he felt that, you know, he said he believes that any board should have the right to install its own CEO. But it sounded like he felt pressure to leave immediately. And, you know, a source close to the CEO told me that he turned down a more than $500,000 payout. And so he was kind of saying, you know, I'm not going to leave in the middle of the school year. I think that's bad for kids and families and teachers. And he said that he's going to exercise his power as allowed in his contract for the rest of the school year.
So ahead of the meeting, Martinez filed a temporary restraining order to try to block the board's vote. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, you know, that TRO, and he filed a lawsuit claiming that, you know, the board has colluded with the mayor's office and the teachers union, as well as current board members, for his ouster, and that taking a vote to push him out would be improper. And so I actually saw on Twitter before getting on here that a judge will be hearing that case tomorrow morning. We could, you know, it will be certainly interesting to see the outcome of that. Martinez also did tell reporters that as he continues the rest of, you know, the next 6 months, that we should get to know his lawyers. And so I think despite what happens tomorrow with the current case, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he will consider further legal action if he feels like his powers are being kind of bigfooted.
So this vote comes at a time of change for the school board itself. So the members who voted Friday are handpicked by the mayor, right?
Right.
So, but the elected school board members take office soon. So how do they feel about this vote?
Yeah, so, you know, we've heard from several incoming elected members that they, you know, backed, including those backed by the Chicago Teachers Union, those backed by Pro School Choice and charter PACs, and independent folks, that they didn't want the board to make this decision because they want the power to make this decision, as they are the city's first elected school board members. There was one person who spoke at the meeting, Jeethu Brown, who will be representing School District 5, who kind of sided with the union and said, you know, this board has the power to make decisions, and if they feel that that's right, then they should do what is best. And Jeethu is backed by the Chicago Teachers Union. It's going to be interesting to see what they do when they take office very soon.
So he's been fired, but he's still going to try to stay on for the next 6 months. How's that going to play out?
That is the big question. You know, the board, when they fired him and read the resolution to fire him, they said that his powers will be modified. That was something that he really kind of railed against in his press conference with reporters afterwards. And we still don't know what modified powers mean. And so that will be super interesting to watch. And, you know, he's said that he wants to ensure a smooth transition for the next CEO. And so I think it'll be critical to see if there's any big decisions that he tries to, you know, push through in his last 6 months, and just understanding how he's able to work with the new board.
You know, we got less than 2 minutes here. What kind of reaction have we heard from older persons on this?
There have been a lot of older people, I think, who are really critical of this decision. They've felt that the mayor has gone a little too far, especially given that we do have a partially elected school board coming up that will be seated soon. At the same time, the mayor's allies have defended the Board of Education and its decision on Friday, and have, you know, criticized Martinez, saying that schools are still lacking, and that he's getting in the way of contract negotiations being settled, and that he's got to get out. And so it is a little split, but you know, I think that this is going to be a key touch point for how the public views the mayor.
Just real quick, what will you be keeping your eye on moving forward?
Yeah, I think you know, how this new board operates, and really, I think the big immediate question is, how does the district pay for whatever contract negotiations end up resulting in?
All right. Well, we'll have to keep it right there. We've been speaking with reporter Rima Amin from Chalk Beach, Chicago. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and edited by Dan Tucker. It was mixed by Micah Yason. I'm Michael Puente, in for Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening and happy holidays.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.